Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at DontTellComedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We are talking every single episode of every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits. Streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am.
Welcome to the Nikki Glaser Podcast. It's Thursday, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. How are you today? Noah and Andrew and the besties. I mean, like, they're not, I can't hear them, you know, so, but I do care how they are. I hope they're good. How are you guys today?
You go first, Noah.
Well, I was going to say, you're going to hear the besties later on Fanthrax.
That's true. We'll see. We'll hear how some of them are later on. Andrew, wait, how are, Noah, you sound good.
Oh, I sound good
you
because
look
I went
French.
I went to jujitsu this morning. I don't know why I look French.
Wow.
Hell yeah. You choke anyone out or fucking rip their arms off and beat them to death?
No, I didn't do that.
So it was a light class.
How long?
Actually, I did. No. I got an arm triangle submission.
Oh.
That's good.
So I'm guessing that you go like this.
No, you actually put their arm in a triangle.
Oh. You choke someone with their own arm. Go like that.
Oh, wow. You go, stop choking yourself. Stop choking yourself. Yeah. Do you say that while you do it?
You slapping your face? You slapping your own face?
That's cool. Was it a man or a woman?
Or
a non-binary?
I don't remember who I did it to. I think it was a woman.
But the fact that you can't remember equals like you could do it to anyone.
Yeah, I just see
that's
a
what
body.
I love about jiu-jitsu. Like you can fuck up men.
Yep.
I can't wait for Noah to fight my nephew in 3 years. I give him 3 years, and I think it'll be a close match. He'll be 11.
Andrew, how are you?
I mean, I'm ready. I mean, things are good. Yeah. I didn't go to jiu-jitsu. I worked out.
Yeah.
Had a good morning. Saw Stu. We all know Stu.
Well, they don't know Stu,
no, but we don't know
he
Stu.
Works on Perfect Strangers.
Oh, okay.
You saw Stu at the gym?
Yeah, just fucking. There was, so at our gym, there's one bench.
Yeah.
Just one.
It's like the movie, the show Afterlife.
Oh, is there only one bench in his?
Well, there's one bench at the gravesite where he meets that woman.
Oh.
And they just sit on the bench together and talk about death and life.
Oh, well, This so, was a little different.
Shout out to everyone who knows that show. That was a pretty fucking sick joke for those of you who know and got it right away. Other people are just like, no, I got it and I didn't care for it.
There's one bench, right? There's three guys inside there. The guy was already working out on the bench. It's his bench. I get it. There's one. Do you, if it's a stranger, say, look, you want to share the bench?
Why do you need a bench? I'm just curious.
There's a lot. I mean, if you're doing upper body.
I'm not
body,
playing dumb.
No, I know. But if it's upper body, you're doing chest, back. You need it. Now, he was doing workouts.
Oh,
necessarily,
like you need it to lay back and like do
yeah,
this thing. Okay.
Like this, or you're using it. He was honestly using it for exercises that you don't even need a bench for. Mm. So he's utilizing this bench. It's the only bench.
Is he someone that works on our Perfect Strangers?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Now, do you offer a stranger, say, hey, you want to share it? Because for me, I feel awkward and I go, hey, do you want to do... He was on it for 45 minutes doing workouts that really didn't even need the bench. What do you...
What
do
were you
say
doing
something?
For 45 minutes? Walking like, a quarter mile?
Like little tri...
Huh? Just kidding.
Yeah. That's fast. No, he was doing just like little tricep things. Like he didn't need it. He was sitting on it to do biceps.
If there was someone that was hogging a piece of equipment...
Yes.
That
one
I
equipment
needed that was only one of, I would absolutely say, hey man, do you mind if I get in on this bench at some point? I wouldn't say share. He's had his time. I mean, every sign where you go to a gym and it's like, limit your time, even at my gym at the hotel, limit your time on the machines to 30 minutes. That's everyone knows that it's about that number where you have to do that. And yeah, I would have just said, hey man, do you mind me if I could get in on that bench action?
It just sucks that I have to ask. I really feel like you should offer.
Of course, but he's not a person that thinks about other people.
Yeah. I mean, it was such a weird vibe. It was such a vibe of like, is he really just like...
He knows that you're waiting. It's like when people, when you're waiting for someone's parking space and you're following them at the grocery store and then they take longer getting into their car. My dad always said...
What is that?
People, when they know you're waiting, take longer. And that never made sense to me. I am so much faster when people are waiting.
I would go for... I'd run over five people just so I can get
the space open for you. I will ruin all my groceries by jettisoning them into the backseat and like breaking all the bottles just so I can like... Even like, you know, when you're crossing a road and you do this thing to just make it look like you're going a little bit faster, even if you're not, you know, like you got to show the person that you're aware of them. It's just, that's fucking Trump's America. I'm sorry. That's basically what it's about, is like, I am a free person. It's all about me. I get to do what I want to do, and I'm not going to be inconvenienced at all by someone else's needs.
I'm pretty sure this guy was from Mexico, but still, your point.
But it's the same.
No, I'm just fucking
it's the up. Same mindset that makes people not want to, like, I don't need to support poor people. I'm not going to fucking welfare and like just not. It's people that can't have any empathy. Like, well, I would just find a different parking space. I wouldn't. They can't see themselves on the other side of things. It's insane.
The earthquake, the comedian.
Yeah.
Neil Brennan just posted a bit of his of saying like a Trump supporter, they're just so diehard. They're not going to believe anything. You can say anything. And he's like, so when people go, what kind of woman do you want to end up with, earthquake? He's like, I want a woman that's into me just as much as a woman is into Trump.
Yes.
So they're like, are you fucking someone else? Who's that one? Fake news. Like,
yes.
It's such a funny analogy to just think about it. Like, if you were acting like an asshole and just blindly you're loving him.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what. No matter what, he can't do any wrong.
I understand not liking the left. I totally get that. And being like, okay, well, this is my only option to like this other thing. But if you think Trump is a good leader or you think any of these people on Fox News are people you should trust or who would ever give a fuck about you outside of you giving them a rating, you're so misguided.
It's sad.
These people have no care for probably even their family members. Honestly, they are so,
I feel like we say that though, and then people
are
like,
I'm not even mad at them. They can't help it. They were raised by alcoholics. I have no empathy either. Like these people, they can't, I watch Tucker Carlson and my blood starts boiling, but
Sean
I have to
Hannity,
remember that these people are
curb stomp.
You know, they can't help who they are. They just can't help it. That's just the way they are because they just were born with brains that are different and not, honestly, it's worse for our planet to have people. It's worse for humanity to have people like that because it's going to result in, you know, reaping the fucking environment because we think, because they think humans are on top. And so we can do whatever we want to animals and to plants and other societies, like, because we're better. But I'm not saying that morally they're not wrong for having their brains. I feel because they didn't choose them. If I was born with Tucker Carlson's brain in his life, I would be Tucker Carlson.
You'd wear a lot more cool pink
bow ties
and Lacoste and
oh man,
Burberry. Dude, I think though what is also very annoying is when we go fuck Fox News and people go, oh, what, CNN? And say, no, they're not CNN.
I'm not saying, yeah.
People always do that though. They go, well, if that's not good, what about CNN?
I don't know politics and I stay away from anything Trump related because it's so, you even sent me something yesterday where the fucking, some secretary of the UN guy was talking to
a Newsmax
guy.
No, he was the head of fucking defense under Trump.
Oh, he was? And he said that Trump, because, you know, they're saying that Trump would have handled Ukraine and this wouldn't be going on if Trump was
that
still.
Russia didn't attack and anyone during him.
Honestly, Trump didn't even know where Ukraine
was. He thought
was.
Finland was
in Russia. He thought Finland was in Russia.
And then people will hear that and go, no, I mean, dude, do you really have to know where Finland is? I don't fucking know where Finland is. And it's like, well, I'm not president saying that.
That's why I don't watch this stuff anymore, because it doesn't matter. It hasn't mattered for years.
Yeah.
And it's, again, I'm not saying that I'm better than someone who doesn't. When someone is taking their time putting their groceries in their car because they know I'm there waiting and they take longer to do it just out of spite, that person is suffering so much. It just is true. Their life, they... Someone honking at you in traffic, someone who flicks you off, someone who wants to make your life a little bit worse because they want to just, for no reason other than to make your life worse, they are suffering so much more than you are. And they're just trying to get you to the same place they are. I got to remember that.
I saw a tweet yesterday of like, I knew I was in Florida when I was walking across the street and the person sped up. coming at me, and I know that, Bert, like, that's happened to me in Florida, where you hear the engine get fucking, where they step on the pedal.
Riding your bike on the side of the road, and someone gets closer to the bike lane just because you're there. It's absurd. It's just, you know, and I'm serious, man. Like, I'm not coming at this, like, I'm smarter than these people, or I'm a better person.
Stay away from politics.
The things I believe in probably lead to a better planet just because that's the way it is when you think about others more than yourself. And I can be fucking selfish as fuck. I can be Trumpy sometimes. But the fact that I can acknowledge that and go, whoa, fuck. Yeah. That's all I want from these people is just to go, I can't believe I believed that at one point. I'm so embarrassed and I'm so sorry. And then I would forgive them. It's fine. Just know that you kind of are selfish and admit it.
It's the blind faith that at the least blind, Kanye. Like, just that belief that nothing else is right. Whatever it is,
it's about.
It drives me crazy. It's not even about
figured out. It's how much they hate liberals, you know. And I have to say, for the other side, it's sometimes about how much we hate them. You know, it's like it's not about how much you like your side. It's about how much you hate the other side. And yeah, I just have to remember that they're having a bad day. Because when, do you ever notice, like, I just ran into this in my own life. Like, I was just yesterday, even with someone on Perfect Strangers 3, we had like
three?
Two. Well, now we're working on three, this guy and I. Listen, I'm jumping the gun a little bit, but I think we're going to, based on Perfect Strangers 2, it's going so well. I definitely think there will be a 3.
There's definitely going to be a 3.
You witnessed it. Like, I got into kind of like I was in a state of just, I was just in a bad mood because it was based, I realized after the fact. So without talking about specifics, someone on Perfect Strangers 3, a good friend of mine who I've been working with on Perfect Strangers 1, who I met, like, him and I just, like, he was just trying to help me with what we were about to, the scene we were about to shoot. And there was something about it that I was like, why can't I talk? Why can't I do this one line? And he's like, because of this and this. And I'm like, but I want to. And then I realized, like, and then I got on my high horse about, like, well, that's why society's crumbling, because I'm not allowed to say things like this. It was just like this whole thing. And all I really wanted from him was to go, I know it sucks. I wish you could too, but you know, we can't. That's all I wanted. I wasn't asking him to like fight for it and like take it to the top or whatever like that. And instead he was just like not in the mood for my toot and just kind of was like, all right, see you on set. And I was just like, cool. And it was just like, we both kind of were doing like silent treatment and like standing our own. And it was like the first time me and this guy have ever had like a bad moment. Like we've only had like great, collaborative discussions.
In his defense, like you getting DP'd on an NBC network is just a lot.
I thought it would like add to the scene. And honestly, I still maintain that it would.
It wasn't
anal. It was double vagina. So yes, it does count as DP.
I didn't know it was DV.
Yeah, I should have been more specific. I just think that any DP could be any, like, I think that's where the communication broke down.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, I was just getting ready after that. And I was like sad because me and this person that is like always so supportive and like we just get along so well and our interactions like make my time on set so much more fun. We're like had this tense moment and I'm like, oh God, he's mad at me. Fuck. I gotta like, it just like felt sad. And then I was like, I was kind of in my own thing of like, I'm right. And like, he just needed to do this and it would have been fine. And like, why was he like that? And then I was like, wait a second. Why am I really so why am I in this state of mind? And I realized it was because I had just gotten in trouble about something from another kind of a situation that was similar to the one that I was dealing with, that I was defending with him, had sprung up right before he walked in, and it was completely not involving him. And I felt embarrassed and like angry because I was embarrassed because I got kind of like called out for some kind of thing that I did that was honestly like I shouldn't have done. But I was like defensive of that right away because I didn't want to admit I was wrong because I was just, it was embarrassing to be wrong. And so I was already in the state of mind of like, well, fuck everything. Like, I'm just trying to do the best and I'm a victim and everyone's mad at me. And then he comes in and I just put that on him. That conversation would not have gone the way it had I not had the previous conversation right before he walked in that he had no idea what was going on. And afterwards, after we shot the scene, he texted me like, that was great. Oh my God, it was so funny or whatever. And I was like, listen, man, I want to apologize for my toot before you walked into something that had nothing to do with you. And I took out my anger about that. And my anger towards myself on you, because it's just too much to like go inward with it. And he was like, I have not slept in 3 days. I am stressed out. I brought a whole thing. And both our things just like turned into its own thing.
It's like a perfect storm.
Of perfect strangers too.
Yeah. A perfect storm three of perfect strangers.
I'm just so grateful that it didn't, because I think 2 years ago, I would have still been mad at him today. I probably wouldn't have been able to reach out and apologize. I would have just said, yeah, it was great. I would have just acted like everything was fine, you know, or been like, yeah, that scene was fine. Thanks. Great seeing you today, and not acknowledged what happened. But it just feels so good to be able to go, listen, I was out of line. I was in a bad mood. And that's okay. I'm not like a bad person. And you're not a bad person for being sleepless and feeling the way you did and just being like, I don't want to deal with Nikki's fucking toot right now.
Yeah.
You know, like we were both right and wrong to be wrong, you know? And it was just like, it felt so good texting each other afterwards. And there was so much more love on the other side of this really awkward interaction that I would have, in hindsight been like, can we just skip that in our lives? But I'm actually grateful for it because now we can now know the next time that bubbles up, I'm going to go, okay, remember the last time this happened, what it resolved to. Let's just avoid it now.
And what sucks too about a lot of this stuff is like, if I think back on certain friendships that might've ended for me or like just all it would have taken was a conversation. But what happens is I think is like, if you don't settle it or talk about it within the first couple of days, then it just keeps, it's festering. And then you run away.
Yeah.
And then it gets too far down the line where it's like, this is ridiculous to bring up 10 years later and then get a friendship going again. You know what I mean? And so I don't know. There's like, God, it's such growth when you can just be like, what are they going through? And why am I mad? Okay, I might be mad at them, but what are they also?
And what am I going through? And like, not excusing your actions, but just taking accountability. And when you do apologize, saying no buts. But you are doing this. Ugh. Like, keep it to yourself. Even if you know they're wrong about something, let them have the space so that they can come to their own conclusions about themselves. Keep it in eye. And that's the best apology to me for myself and when I receive one where there's no buts. And I struggle sometimes writing the apologies on text.
Unless you're getting DP'd?
Yeah, then, well, honestly, if it's a DV, there's no buts at all either.
That's true.
So we'll be back after this. Andrew! Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking. Well, the weather is getting a lot warmer, and so your wardrobe probably needs an update. I know mine does, and it's so hard when you want to buy new stuff because you want it to last a long time, you want it to look really good, and you want it to, like, stand the test of time in terms of, like, fashion. At least that's what I want. And so that's why I love Quince, because Quince is all about effortless fashion that looks chic and timeless year-round. I'm talking premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. Washable silk top. They have so many chic jewelry pieces, like these globe boho hoops. I love those. You could just blindly click and end up with such wardrobe essentials. They're not wasting your time at Quince. I love the Quince dress I got. I'm trying to find it because I want to say the exact name of it, but it's like this long sleeve dress, but it's like a midi skirt. It's so cute. It's like silky feeling. It's just, I've told you about it before. Okay, there's so much cute stuff on here. I got to go and get back to the podcast, but you know what to do. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Oh my God, you guys, I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they're all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at donttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, I have the podcast to really vent about stuff that's been bothering me, but even that, I can't say some of the stuff I need to sometimes. And there's certain things you just really can't tell anyone, and that's when you need a therapist. They're just there to listen. They can handle it. They've heard it all before. They can tolerate it. And that's why I love therapists. Don't think that you have to get through anything you're dealing with alone. That is not the way being a human works. You need to tell someone. Please take this opportunity and check out BetterHelp because they will find you a therapist who will meet your needs. I've benefited so much from therapy of saying the darkest stuff I would never even say in the podcast. And I know you're like, wait a second, you leave dark stuff off the podcast? Yes, I get even darker, if you can believe it. So if you're starting of thinking giving therapy a try, try through BetterHelp. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And it's online and you can leave your therapist at any point with no questions asked. So this is perfect for someone who's non-committal, who's scared, who's never tried therapy before. Get whatever you've got off your chest. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Nikki Glaser today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Nikki Glaser. And we're back. Let's just get to the news because we missed it yesterday.
You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
It's Thursday, folks. You know what that means. It is Thursday. Just in case you're wondering, Bob Saget is still dead. I hope you're having all this.
God.
Too much?
Oh, wait. That was an old running joke.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, do you know what happened to him? You know, there's like, yeah, I'm so glad it's settled and it's not like it wasn't like murder or something.
All the swells, by the way. Wait. Oh, it is completely.
Well, because for a while people were saying, "Well, he has the injuries that you only sustain if you get you attacked by a baseball bat," and then I had spoken to a close friend of his that was like, "It was probably his headboard." I'm a tall guy; I always slam my head into headboards. It was probably that. And then they noticed that his occipital lobe was like his front part was cracked too, as was the back part. And so they're like, was there foul play? Like, how could this have happened? What the fuck happened? And they determined that he fell in his bathroom, hit his head two different ways on the way down. And he's a tall man. And we were talking about it. And you fall from 6'5", your head from, you know, even 6 foot, you're not going to get as much pull. That extra 5 inches might be the difference between life and death. And so he hit it on one and then two and then was able to get himself to bed crawling probably, and that's where he passed away. So it was
so
it
all
was
you ladies
huge
that
fall.
Aren't giving short guys a break, just know they fall might, in the shower, they'll still be alive the next day, just
and,
letting you know.
And you'll be like, damn it, I thought I lost him and I could marry a tall guy. I slammed my knee yesterday so fucking
on
hard
what?
On this so fucking you had left. I was glad you had left. You just left because you know when you like hurt yourself and someone goes, are you okay? Or like you're choking and they're like, are you okay? Are you okay? And you're just like, ah, like I need to just deal with this. Like I don't want to have to deal with your feelings too about this. Cause I knew that if you had witnessed it and like the sounds I was making, you would have been like, oh my God, Nikki, are you like, and I was like, oh, I'm so grateful Andrew isn't here to be concerned because I wouldn't be able to handle how scary this looks. Cause I thought I had cracked.
How did you hit it? So what were you doing?
I was jumping. You know, this is all like precarious thing. I was just jumping over this and I just slammed it on this edge.
Oh, on the corner.
And I have a fucking knot on my knee. It hurts so bad today.
Holy shit.
That's just my knee.
No, I know.
That. Well, that's spray tan. But there's a big old, there's a big bump there.
Well, to be honest, I thought it was the bump below your knee. I'm not trying to be a dick, but I did think it was.
No, my knees look like elephants sometimes. But yeah, it was fucking brutal. And I was thinking, man, if that was my head, concussion. Like my knee got a concussion yesterday. I would have, every time I hit my head now, I think of Bob Saget. And that's a good thing because I'm just more aware.
Dude, I almost slipped getting out of the shower the other day. I thought about it.
I got dizzy in the shower last night. I was so sick. I threw up in the shower. I was having a migraine. So I
you
got
never
in the
throw
shower.
Up.
I know. I was having a migraine because I think my period's coming. And I got in the shower just to like feel other things besides my head, and I was just like, felt there's something about, and I just threw up just a little bit because it was just something, it was just my head hurts so fucking bad. And then I went to bed and I did this cool thing. I gotta show you the contraption I made and we'll get to news. 1 second.
She's going to get it right now. She's going to the bedroom. I don't know what she's going to bring out right now. The odds are either a sex toy or a love.
I think origami.
Or a sleep mask that has something on it, like a vibrator on the sleep mask.
Great guess. I thought about doing that. So if you have migraines out there or headaches, I get my migraine starts inside my eye, about here, like in the in the corner of my eye where you would do like a smoke, like the darkest line of your eyeshadow starts in the corner, and I press that. And a lot of times I just like to have hard things hitting me there just to hold it. Cause I want to like force, it's almost like the pain has a, there's a certain amount of pain and I want to get it all out quickly to like kill it. Like I want to like push on the pain so that it just all gets out instead of this dull release. So I invented something last night. I got this sleep mask in Cayman that has a pocket in it so that you can put one of these like cooling eye things, right? Like you put that in the freezer. That's not going to be enough for me. So last night I was trying, I have another sleep mask that's just a basic one, right? And so I was trying different things. Like I would take a pill bottle and then I would put the sleep mask. Sorry, I'll talk louder because I can't do this. I put the sleep mask.
She's putting a bottle of aspirin or something underneath the sleep mask.
And then I would go like this and I would just have it in my eye like this because it would feel so good.
And this is what you're doing while you're watching the Kanye doc?
No, Kanye doc, I was suffering. Oh my God, I'm starting to see things. Okay, so that was for a while. And then I was like, it kept slipping out like that because it didn't have anything to hold it. And this is a silk mask, so it would just slip and then it would shoot across my room. So then I found my sleep mask that, oh my God, that's hurt my vision. Worth it. I found this one that has a pocket in it. And I found this charger on my nightstand, right? It's a, it's like a big block charger. And I put it inside the mask so that it would hold in place. And I would put it so that it was like this. By this time, the pain had traveled to my temple over here. And that's when I came up with this.
Just put it on a sleep mask on the side of her head, I believe.
I would bend
it with
a
charger inside
like this,
it, folks.
And then I had it like that. So then the charger was on the temple at the very right spot. I put the other sleep mask on top to even put the pressure on even more. And then I laid against a pillow as hard as I could to press it in. And it worked. It was great. I was so excited that I had a pocketed sleep mask. And I really recommend this to anyone with migraines.
Can we
because,
do something real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. You're a doctor.
Yes.
Dr. Nicole Glazer.
Yes.
So I'm suffering with migraines, and I've been taking medicine that you prescribed me, but I feel like
have
a
you
therapeutic.
Have you tried taking the bottle and shoving it into your eye socket?
The bottle of?
Of medicine. Not taking the medicine, but just using the
and
bottle.
And how would I do that?
Well, I'm going to prescribe you a sleep mask from Amazon.
Okay.
It's made in China. It is about $5.99, okay. And if you have Prime, it's going to ship for free. And then I'm going to have you take whatever charger you have lying around, especially one I think would be great that has the sockets that you can swipe in and out so that sometimes you can get a very direct pain poking
okay.
with the socket out. Put it inside and then wrap that around your head. And then
how long do you do this for?
Until the end of the Kanye doc. And then generally you will start to feel like you have summoned the same kind of psychosis that the person you're watching on the screen is going through and that possibly his car accident triggered this mania and that you yourself are and the mania that you will feel because your brain is too big for your skull, much like Kanye described his own brain, is now what you're suffering with.
I wonder... You've told me before that you've so had good. Some like mania things. I forget what was the other thing. Something
like
about
this, it like pulses it. Yeah.
Something else about like looking in the mirror, trying to like, I forget. Like you've had some issues, or not issues, but some things when you're just completely alone where you just like, you probably like lose track of time a little bit when you're doing that. No?
Doing what? Migraines?
Yeah, like mania stuff.
I never had mania. Mania is when you go, like,
yeah,
where you think you're God
you
and stuff.
I could have swore you told me before. Maybe
no,
I
mean, I've had like, I've had like, what you're talking about, like realizing like other people are you, you're everyone. That's more like, that's kind of an ego death kind of thing. But I haven't had mania really.
Yeah.
I've had depressed, like bipolar is fits of mania where you're like, everything's great. We're doing this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to call this person. I'm going to do like, oh my God, then I'm going to do this. And we're like, Kanye, you step into his world at the beginning of the documentary, the third documentary, where he's in the Dominican Republic. He's got a man like engineering a gyroscope or something in the corner. He's got another guy producing beats in this corner. He's jump roping over here. That's mania.
Yeah.
Being like this, 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 this. Like You might say that's highly productive, but that I would say most doctors would see that in a bipolar patient, go, okay, this guy's suffering with a manic episode. And then the other side of that is the depression, where it's like the opposite of that. But I've suffered with a depressed, like, if I've had bipolar, the downs, but not the other things. Really.
Gotcha.
What do you constitute as mania?
No, I don't know. Just like kind of you lose track of time. Like if you were like, let's say you had a migraine headache that was so bad that you just started experimenting things. And next thing you know, it's been 45 minutes and you didn't even realize time went by. And
no,
now
I've
you
never
have
had
a charger
that,
on
except
your
when
head.
I've blacked out. No, I know what I'm doing. I just love when you can get those pressure points and just torture them. But let's get to the news.
Okay.
First story.
All right. Have you seen this, Nikki? The latest Wheel of Fortune disaster has fans screaming at the TV.
Yes.
Do you have it to play it?
Well, I want to see if Andrew knows this.
I haven't seen it yet.
I want to see if he knows the answer to it, because I was actually looked up other like idioms to see if, because sometimes Andrew just misses out on things that have like
passed me by.
This is an example of somebody just not hearing this phrase their entire life, which is possible.
It's possible. Let's see. I haven't seen this though.
Okay. I think you'll know this. Okay.
Another feather in your hat.
Can I see the board or no? I can't see.
No, it. Just based on what she's saying.
I mean, I would say cap.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So there's just an A left?
There was, I think it was like the A.
She didn't
A,
say cat.
It was
she
C,
said hat, right?
It was, yeah, blank, yes. A, blank. Another, like, yeah.
Also,
I and in is missing. The U and your is missing. Everything else is filled in. It's another feather full. And then in is blank N. Then it's your is Y-O. And then blank R. And then it's blank A blank for cap.
Can I be honest, though? I knew it was cap because hat was incorrect. I don't know if I would have.
Hat, I don't think, is the worst mistake. But then let's continue. It goes around to her again.
650. G. No G.
Okay, so that guy doesn't know it either. He doesn't want to buy a vowel, which are the other guy gets bankrupt.
Try to solve the puzzle.
I'll solve.
Okay.
Another feather in your lap.
No.
Oh.
The feather is moving around.
Christopher. Now, Christopher's going to roll again.
900. D.
Oh, yeah.
So frustrating.
This is like Wordle.
Well, Thomas, I take the wheel.
Oh, he got lose a turn.
Now, Thomas, who clearly knows it, he loses the turn.
Go ahead and spin if you don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and spin.
Get buzzed out here.
Okay, she's spinning it because she doesn't know still.
Well, what letter would you like?
A P?
Yes, there's a P.
Oh, my God. If she doesn't get it now after getting P.
Spin or solve?
I will solve.
Okay.
Another feather in your mouth.
Christopher, it's your turn.
He's spinning it again.
Oh,
he gets bankrupt.
Thomas, you have no money. I don't know you want to spend.
I'll spin.
Okay, Thomas, who definitely has known it the whole time, is spinning again.
So,
a C.
You're a C up here. Anywhere.
And there we go.
Another feather in your cap.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, and Piet Sajak. Said something about like, I never like to make fun of anyone. This is really a high pressure game. I like to like be very empathetic to the fact that these people, you know, sometimes things just like miss.
Did he use butt?
Yeah. He was butt. Actually said something very, it was sweet. I thought, even though I think that, Alex Trebek was the one that could be like kind of an asshole sometimes when people weren't as smart, but this is Wheel of Fortune. This isn't Jeopardy. You don't need to be like a,
I do like that there's two different kind of fans. It's like a chess and checkers.
This was kind of an off-putting thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, but sometimes you just miss things.
Were you a Jeopardy family or a Wheel of Fortune family?
Wheel of Fortune, while my mom was making dinner, it would just be on. And then we were a Jeopardy family. My dad's a Jeopardy. My mom's a Wheel of Fortune.
What so about you?
It's like chess and checkers.
Yeah, it is.
I would say we were a Jeopardy family. We didn't play Wheel of Fortune, but Rusty's family, a lot of Wheel of Fortune.
We liked Trivial Pursuit. My dad really likes that.
Not us.
Remember
we played
Boggle.
That one time and you were really good at it.
I do pretty well on that. Like I, you know, there's some things that I'm just real dumb at. And then I like playing it with my parents because we play this old version from the 80s where there's no trivia questions from after 1986 or something. So it's all stuff before I was even able to talk. And I do all right on it. And my parents sometimes, I just like them. My favorite thing is when I know a song or something, even if it's not Trivial Pursuit, like there's a song and I like know the words to it. My dad goes, how the hell do you know this? And I'm just like, I just go, Dad, I'm intelligent.
Yeah.
I pay attention. I love those moments. And he's so proud that I know something that was only around, like he thought he had to teach it to me for me to know. And I'm like, because I'm curious and I pay attention. But, you know, I would whoop them though in a game that was, you know,
anything current. Yeah.
If it was 19 movies from 1996 to 1999, I'm fucking any pop culture then in that time.
Yeah. I mean, these people live these things. If you ask me tomorrow, like who invaded Ukraine, I'd get it right.
Right. They lived them. That's such a good point.
Yeah.
What about I lived some things that I don't.
Oh, for sure. Go back 2 weeks.
Fucked. What's the next news story?
Okay. Hotel workers reveal the weirdest things rich guests have done.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. A housekeeper said he saw a big company boss step into the hotel lobby with over two dozen security guards surrounding him and start crawling and growling on the floor like an animal.
What? Two dozen, 24 security guards? This does not seem like a real thing.
I thought so too. Okay, so
maybe Bezos was just walking upright and it looked like he was crawling next to normal sized people.
If he fell, he'd be fine.
Okay, a top 500 richest person after a bad stock day for his company told employees that night he wanted to sleep on the table of the restaurant and asked for around 20 cooked lobsters to be laid out across his body.
No.
You know what? It's so outrageous, but I think it might be true.
Yeah, I think it's the same guy every time.
I wouldn't be surprised if one time we had a rich comedian come and stay at our hotel, and in the morning we found him dead in his bed. What if that was the craziest thing a rich person left behind?
Look,
I mean, that should
honestly,
top the list.
I don't know. You putting your charger on your eyes close.
I mean, my maid must think I'm insane. She's laid out all. I have like 19 sleep masks because I lose them all the time. And she must think I'm having like, you know, blindfolded orgies. Because why would one girl need this many fucking sleep masks? And why is it orange in her shower? And why is there throw up in there now, too?
I know. It looks like you murdered an Oompa Loompa.
There's like seaweed in the drain.
Oh, because of the throw up?
I had some seaweed in my meal before. So bad. Okay. What other things, Noah? I mean, you're so right. This is the same guy.
Okay. Other strange requests include having food served inside a special guitar.
Okay.
It's like a rock and roll guy, I guess. What kind of food? Like.
No, it's it's just described as a millionaire in China.
Oh,
I mean, these guys love people shitting in their mouths, so eating out of a fucking guitar is not.
I'm just wondering, does he have the guitar and he gives it to them?
No, he probably requested them to get it.
Go get it.
Some people like to be so specific so that it puts other people out. I mean, this is again just it's more about like, how can I exert my power that someone will do this degrading thing because of me?
Or he might really like lasagna instead.
I
want to
hear some disgusting things, you know? Like, I mean, the lobster guy is pretty disgusting. And why would you want to sleep on a fucking table in a restaurant? You got to like hear like the prep staff coming in the morning. So weird.
I fell asleep one time on a blackjack table.
Really?
And had to be carried home by a guy that worked for the...
A guy named Lobster.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know that story? I'm not even kidding. There was we had a guy... Oh, no. His name was Lettuce.
No, it wasn't. What? No, it wasn't. Was it really?
I mean, it's a whole other story. But we were in Bahamas. Me, Rusty, my used car buddy, Jack.
Was he shredded like the way I like my lettuce?
No, so his name was Romaine. So we nicknamed him Lettuce.
That's fucking funny.
And he like got us drugs. We got him. We went to Polo one time, like the clothes store. And this was the funniest moment ever. So we go to this clothes store, me, Rusty, and Lettuce. And Lettuce, me and Rusty are like looking for outfits for that night. We both have like mustaches. We're like, let's build an outfit around the mustache.
I'm like, this when you were rich?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like the creepiest or the funniest or like the strangest thing of rich. And we go to the counter and Lettuce already has an outfit like to the bone. There's a photo of me, Rusty, and Lettuce.
So Lettuce picked out an outfit too?
Yeah.
Did like, you buy it for him?
Yeah, of course. And we got him jet ski rides. He was like our best friend on the island because he got us cocaine. And
God, these fake friendships based around drugs. And
then one night I got hammered and I passed out on the blackjack table and I had to be carried by one of the employees. And someone, I think it was either Rusty or Rusty's little brother, Ryan, they just had a feeling that I was maybe in the hallway. Like, didn't even hear me. And they open up and I'm just like a Bahamian guy is just holding me up and like going, do you know this guy? I've been trying to find his room for 3 hours.
Oh, my God. Andrew, you were such a piece. Do you remember any of that?
No,
yeah?
Like, a little. Very little.
It's crazy that you would remember that.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it's that was a... And then we got left in the Bahamas. We got left. They left. They took the boat back with our passports.
What?
So we were stuck there. So
why didn't you have your passports with you?
They were in the boat. Oh, I mean, it's such a Florida thing.
So you guys chartered a boat to the Bahamas?
Yeah, and I think we were going to fly back instead of taking the boat.
But you just didn't leave. You left your passports.
They took the passports. So then we got stuck in Bahamas. We didn't have passports. We couldn't get back to America. So then we had money. So everything changes when you have money. Then we're like, oh, we'll just fucking get a room here. And next thing you know, it's spring break. And we're partying with a bunch of college girls.
How do you get your passports back?
They had to mail them back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, but you partied with college girls?
Yeah.
Like, was it fun?
We still talked to them a little
bit. Did you hook up?
No. I was asexual then. Pretty much. That's that photo. I'll show you. We could post a photo of... Oh, my
yes,
God.
Please.
I have the best photo.
Okay.
I'll send it to you, Noah. Of me hammered with my asexual hand down, all fucked up. And then Rusty has 2 bottles of champagne with 5 girls circling
him.
Is
this the one where he was like, money is it? Like, I'm put my face on your money?
Yes. He ended up buying every bottle of champagne on the island because he won 80 grand at blackjack.
Oh, my God. What a dumb use of his money. You guys were kings for a day.
For like an hour and a half. He was the guy that put 20 lobsters on him, but it was champagne. He would do the dumbest shit. I told you, when we were in debt, he took out $1,000 on his credit card just to throw it in the club. Not a strip club, just a regular club.
$1,000 just to throw it?
We're like 40 grand in debt. He takes out $1,000 on his credit card to throw the cash from our table into the crowd, just letting it rain. Remember
How
letting
does
it rain?
How this person have a family now and like a...
He's a money manager.
No way.
Yeah, and his son's name is Cash.
God.
I told Rusty he should have named him Credit. That's what I told Rusty.
All right. Let's get to the last news story.
All right. Larry David's 2-part HBO documentary was shockingly canceled the day before premiere by Larry David. Instead, he has decided he wants to do it in front of an audience.
Yes.
And sources close to him say that means he wants to do a live stage version of the documentary.
I think that something in the documentary he said might have gotten him canceled or something. That was my initial thought of I don't know why.
I mean, to cancel, like, he procrastinated, like, looking
like
it
me?
Over. But
yes.
But I couldn't picture him doing that.
I can't either. I feel like he's, like, very good about... Maybe he just didn't like it, but why would it have gone so far to almost air? It was supposed to air Sunday. What else did they put on in its place? Pitch Perfect 2? You know, like, what did they do? That's what teaches you about, this is the thing about Hollywood is that everyone's so like, the deadline is approaching. We need to do this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it can always change. There's always something else to do. This isn't do or die. This isn't nuclear war. Like, Larry David can pull a thing that was supposed. I mean, there's no.
He's done enough too. He has more money than God.
But you would think that's impossible. Seinfeld. Deadlines are always like, but we need it on this day, or we're not gonna. It's like then they'll just air it later. Or they'll just figure out there's something else they can do.
Yes, of course.
Yes, they'll lose money and stuff from... I mean, I know there's lots of money involved in this thing, but it's never like people are going to lose their lives, I don't think. I don't know.
I just feel like he's made so much money for HBO with Curb. And yeah. He's made so much... Like, he has the ability the day before something drops.
What it was. And I wonder what the drama was around it, the calls that were being made. Because he
maybe he kind of likes the story of him, like, not being out. Like, maybe the idea of his story.
I definitely think he was panicking before it about something and worried and just decided to go, no. Mm. Like, it was like, you know, that's the story of him walking on stage to do a set before he was famous.
I love this.
Looking at the crowd and just going, nah. And then just walking off stage. Like, that's exactly what happened here. He's just like, no, we're not doing this. And they're like, wait, what? We've promoted it. Like, I was excited to see it. So I'm actually excited to see whatever he puts out. Yeah. So I liked the story. Just doing what he wants. Old LD. Let's take a break and come back with Sports Moment of the Week. Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek and then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Here's Andrew's weekly sports moment. Okay, yeah. It's time for the sports moment of the week.
Oh, you sound thrilled.
Always am. Let's hear it. What is it, Noah?
Okay, this is a very sad story. Mm. Cain Velasquez, who's an MMA fighter, is charged with attempted murder after police say he targeted a man accused of molesting Cain's 4-year-old relative.
Mm-hmm.
The man charged with molesting Cain's relative was in a car with his mother, who was employed by Cain as a daycare worker, and his stepfather when Cain opened fire on them for what could be over 100 times. The stepfather was wounded, and Cain also rammed his truck into them.
Did you know Cain's name before this incident, Noah?
I did. Because I
didn't know it. But I,
you didn't
I'm
know
bad
it?
With.
Oh, I knew I'm, UFC. He won the championship at one point. Like, he's a pretty big name.
Yeah.
In that world. He's a bad shot, though. I mean,
was the guy already? The guy was accused. He hasn't been charged.
He was charged.
He was charged. So this.
But he wasn't. He was charged. He wasn't found guilty yet by the court.
So he was going to be appearing in court.
Yeah.
For abusing one of Cain's relatives, 4-year-old relative.
He was living at the
daycare. So, yeah.
I mean, it goes back to
that's
the theory,
a fucking yeah. That's they'll get in there, they'll find a way. And a lot of times women who are in their lives as well will facilitate these needs that these fucking sickos have. So I'm sure the woman mm-hmm. in the situation knew something was up.
So you think that's why he didn't have a problem shooting with her in the car? Or do you think that went through?
No,
his
I thought
head?
He had no idea.
He cared. Yeah, and I think that, you know, wounding the stepdad, I gotta be honest, stepdad probably fucking
fucked around with that kid.
Yeah, or that he probably guy. Fucked around with the kid who, I'm not saying that, like, I'm just saying a lot of times stepdads are the ones molesting, and molesting leads to molesting leads to molesting. Not that I'm sad that the stepdad was wounded. He seems, I don't know if he had anything to do with it, but I'm sure this guy was so mad he didn't care. I get 100 shots.
I mean, that's like I don't even know what kind of gun
you
that
almost
is.
Go, it was in quotation marks.
Would you?
Or 40 or something.
Would you? Okay, if you found
you,
out that.
Would I do that?
No. If you found out that someone in your, like a loved child, and would you want that person to stand trial and suffer in prison for 6 years of their life, which is what they kind of get sometimes, and then they get to go back to reoffending, and all they have to do is like really introduce themselves to their neighbors, but they can, you know, there's a lot of times these guys.
Them.
Or would you rather them? No, not you kill them, because I don't think that you would want to. You would kill someone. I mean, you'd want to, but
if I caught it in the act, I'd kill him.
Yeah,
that's the weird thing about this is like because if he caught him in at the moment,
he still wouldn't get off. That's not self defense. He wasn't being.
You're defending.
I don't know.
What, I don't know what the rule is.
I don't
is
know
that.
Either. I mean, that has to happen so often, though, of the caught in the moment. And
wait, what were you asking? I'm sorry.
Would you like sometimes I think, you know, I definitely believe that molesters' brains, they can't help it. And so punishing someone for a brain that they can't help is not the way to do it. But we do need to put them away to protect other children, or killing them just to protect other children.
Yeah,
I would want to kill them, but I would want to kill them with like a more painful way.
Oh, nice.
Because even though I know they can't help the way they are, I still want to hurt them the way that they. Like, I want to set an example for other people who might do that. That's why we put people away, is as a society, we need to set an example. Like, okay, if you want to molest kids, that's what's going to happen to you. So better fucking your desires, push them down, because that's what's going to happen to you. Your desires, I know you can't help them, but that doesn't mean that you need to give in to them, because this is what's going to happen if you do. We need to set examples. It's less about punishing the person who did it and more about protecting other kids by setting example. But man, it'd be hard not to want to fucking do that. I mean, I run through my head of Poppy, Arlo, Forrest.
Fucking murder.
Even my, you know, my boyfriend's nephews and like anyone close to you, or just any fucking kid, man. Like, you just see, it's just heartbreak. It's just, it's so heartbreaking. And
what sucks is like, what sucks about the law sometimes, I think too, is like, if he doesn't get charged, right, because he did this after the fact, or I'm sorry, if he gets charged and goes to, or
if they find him guilty,
if they don't find him not guilty because he's revenging, right, that would be crazy, because then everyone can revenge, and it just opens up a whole can of worms that they can't handle.
No, he has to be punished. He took someone's life.
He tried.
He didn't take anyone's life.
Oh, he didn't
no
die?
No one died. No one died.
He just wounded.
He fired that much?
That's what I said. He's a bad shot.
Oh, sorry. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, he would have been better off probably killing with his own
hands.
Oh, well,
then I like that.
But he's being charged for attempted murder, which is 20 to life in prison.
Fuck.
And
I think maybe like 2 years. I mean, 2 years.
A charge is a charge, no matter what.
I know. That's what sucks. I feel like sometimes the system is flawed in the sense of...
I have a story of my own where I once witnessed someone get a harsher penalty for something that had nothing to do with a molestation charge, because it came out on the stand that they had once been given a molestation charge, and it had nothing to do with that one. But once the jury found out that that guy had molested in his past, I know that the tone shifted. And so that's why people go like, please scratch that from the record. It's like, bitch, we just heard, like, I can't Men in Black blinky thing myself right now. I know what he did. It's hard. And you know that, and also sending a pedophile to prison, we all know is not going to be a great life for them.
But I mean, should it be?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you want to go out and kill a pedophile for what they did to your beloved family member, maybe just wait till they get sentenced or don't get sentenced, and then you can do what you want. But if they get sentenced, just know that they're going to suffer way longer in there. But a lot of times, they just get out so soon.
It reminds me of the movie A Time to Kill. Have you seen that?
No, but oh yes, with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, and Samuel Jackson. And
Samuel
Jackson kills the guys while they're in court, like in the courtroom, like going to the courtroom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's probably not the best time to do it. Like, you know,
lots of witnesses. There's like the stenographer who's just like typing, bam, 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 bam.
I just don't know. Yeah. He draws it. I don't know. Like like I'm even thinking about it. I would fucking just.
I know you'd want to. You just. How could you not? That's what's so boggling to me. Mind boggling to me when someone doesn't believe their child and like doesn't stand up for their child, which happens all the fucking time. And if it's happened to you out there, I'm so sorry someone didn't believe you. But that's the most hurtful thing. It's like you either get your mom wanting to murder someone who did that to you, or you get your mom going, it was just a bumpy car ride. That's not you. You didn't feel him touch you that way. We were just going through a sharp turn, and that's why his fingers went inside of you.
Which I have empathy for the parents, because they don't want to know that horror. Like, they can't even wrap their brain around that horror.
Yeah, they can't handle it. They're doing all they can right then, and they're being bad parents because they can't be anything else. And they should have never had kids to begin with. And if that's your parent, you got a shitty hand dealt, and it's not your fault. Let's get to Fanthrax. Okay, Noah, what's the first... I mean, we've gotten to all the subject matter that we always do.
We really do. Columbine's coming
Columbine
up,
yet. Okay, but it's coming up. All right. Noah, what do we got?
I'm going to do a little palate cleanse.
Okay, with, perfect.
A video that a bestie sent us on Instagram. Hold on, let me just get her
name.
Is
she shooting a molester?
No.
Oh.
No, it's not that. Okay, this is from your BFF, Jess. She thought that you would like this video.
Oh my god!
I've already seen this video. My sister sent it to me this morning. It's a beluga whale finding someone's phone that they dropped in the ocean and bringing it back up to the girls.
Oh, I love that video.
I think it's fake. Sorry, y'all. Fake. It was a beluga whale that was trained to get cell phones. They decided to like shoot it very closely. This is in an aquarium. It's not in the ocean. I just don't.
Wait, you think there's like the moon landing? You think they? This was in.
Sorry, I don't mean to be like a pizza gating here, and like, you know, 9/11's an inside job, but this is absolutely an inside job. I think SeaWorld's involved.
Wait, time out.
Time out.
They were on a boat, though, right?
Okay, so I think they get. There's just no way. There's just no way. I just don't believe it. There's just no way.
But don't you want to believe it?
Sure, okay. But it's just there's just no way.
So you think a whale can't figure out to bring something to someone unless they're trained?
Yes, I think there is a way, but I just
Shots
don't.
Fired.
I've never Shots seen. Fired. Why have we never seen a whale do this with any other thing that was like in the ocean, like bringing a fish to someone or bringing like?
They
you know,
bring well. I don't know. I guess.
And why is the phone like an old version of a phone? Like, why are we? It looked like it was like an iPhone 7. I'm just saying.
Have you done any research on this?
No, I just saw it this morning, and I wrote to my sister. I think it's fake. I'm sorry to be that person, but I want to let's maybe look at it on Snopes and see if anyone else thinks this is fake because it's making the rounds today.
It's been around for a while, though. I saw this
oh, really?
A while ago.
Okay.
Maybe it's another whale that did it.
I'm going to look it up right now. Whale.
Yeah, let's look
finds,
it up.
Let's get to the next Fanthrax, Noah. But I appreciate someone sending that in. And I'm sorry I'm being a skeptic about it.
Okay, well, I fell for it, so.
Someone break this open for me. I just can't believe that a whale would do that. And if you know that whales can do this, that's great. But I just can't. I believe so many animals care about humans and deserve our love and trust and all those things, but
I just don't know.
And that they care about us and that there's possibilities for them to have empathy, but I don't think they're like, hey, I noticed that you drop your phone. Here, plug
it
in.
It would be weird if the beluga had a GoPro on for this.
It didn't. I'm watching the video again. It did not have a GoPro. I want to Snopes it. Let's get to the next Fanthrax.
Okay, this one is from Sarah.
Hey besties, this is Sarah, and I am just calling in because I have a great butt dial story. In high school, I got my first like love tap on the back of my car. It ended up being, we were very close to the school. I was at a red light, and a girl hit me from behind. It wasn't bad. It was my mom's car, and when we pulled over, it was a girl who was in my first period class. We're not that good of friends, but we were both so upset and crying, Aww. And so we were just like, okay, we'll handle it in math class. Da, da, da. So we get to math class, and we exchange our mom's phone numbers, of course, and the moms talk on the phone, and my mom is cool. You guys have actually met her in a Bethlehem, Philly Bethlehem,
oh, nice.
And Salem mom drip. She is super nice, and she didn't want to go through like insurance if they didn't have to. They would just figure it out. And this woman agreed to it and then ended up butt dialing her and talking shit, saying how it's way too expensive or she's trying to scam me or this or that. Like just the whole time, and it left a voicemail for my mom, so she didn't answer. So long story long, we ended up hearing it. She sent her a text message, I do not want to skip insurance anymore. And I went in the school parking lot at the end of the day and found the girl's license plate before she could be unhelpful.
Before she could what? Oh, what a...
Oh,
oh man. Actually, it cut out, so...
Before she could be... So, I'm guessing... So, let me understand this. The woman complained that they weren't going to, like, pay, or that it was going to be so much that...
Out of insurance. They wanted to be like, look, let's not get insurance involved. You hit my car. This is the price. I'm sure they were like, it's just a fucking scratch on a bumper. It couldn't be 30 grand, whatever.
So the number that the girl who called us, her mom gave a number to the woman. And the woman's like, that's a fucking terrible number. And then she was like, actually, let's do involve the insurance company.
Insurance involved.
Yeah.
I wonder if that
woman
knew.
We gotta know how this ended. I mean, was there a follow up?
It's so funny that it's like the worst person you could possibly call when you're shit talking about someone like them. Like, what are the odds that you call the person? Well, I guess they're pretty big because a lot of times you start talking shit right after you get off the phone with someone.
Yeah.
So calling them back, it might be the first thing that your butt hits.
Oh, man.
Oh, I wonder if that woman ever knew. And like, you know,
have evidence. I mean.
Okay, let's get to the next one. That was good. I want to know the ending. But how weird was it in first period when you saw that girl? Was it ever the same with that girl again?
I don't know. I heard a beluga whale brought him money for. Beluga is a great name, by the way.
Have you ever seen the video where they like shake the beluga the beluga whale's head, like the top part?
No.
They press it. It's like one of those
sponge.
It's like it's like spongy and like one of those balls, like not a bouncy ball that's like taut, but one of those like really like kind of more smooth bouncy balls. Yeah. It's really like this amazing spongy material, and this marine biologist is like shaking their head, and they're just like, and it's gelatinous. It's like a really like a thick jello mold.
Whoa.
And it's filled with like water, and I guess whalers used to like drink it or something, or like think that it was like had special nutrients in it or some shit like that. But its brain is not, it's not most of it. It's not like you're giving it head trauma by doing that. It's just a bunch of jelly, and it just is
I'm sure it's there to protect itself.
Yeah.
Because it probably it's rams. It's really cute. It's
like, looks like
its
the most
prey.
Satisfying thing I've ever seen.
You know what I mean? It's like how a goat has horns to protect its head. Like,
but why would it have like a big jelly thing?
Because it could still ram the fuck out of you, but.
I just wrote beluga whale jelly head. Yeah. Oh, look at this. I'm going to show you how much you can dent it. Look at that.
Whoa, that looks bad, but I guess it's nice.
You can dent it so much. It's so jelly. All right, Noah, next, Fanthrax.
Okay, here's a question from Nikki.
Oh.
Hi, besties. It's Nikki. This is like my, I don't even know how many times I've recorded this, so this is my last one.
Sorry.
Okay? I'm listening to 183 right now, Captain Crunch Lung, which I haven't gotten to the part, you know, why it's called that yet. Unless I haven't, I missed it, but I'm looking forward to it. So anyway, you guys are talking about how you hate when you're telling someone a story or an experience, and then they have to tell you about theirs or like someone they know.
Yes.
And I am so guilty of this, but I have a question, because when I do this, I'm not trying to like one-up you or like brag about me.
Mm.
It's more so that I'm just trying to relate to the conversation and like have something to add to the conversation. So is that still annoying? Let me know, okay? Because I'm working on it. And yeah, that's it. And I love you guys so much. I listen to you every day on my way my way home from work, while I'm eating dinner. My boyfriend knows the drill. He walks in and Nikki Glaser podcast is on TV.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's it. I love you guys so much. And Jack the Ripper.
Oh, fuck. That's good.
Girl, yeah, that's an interesting one. I like that you brought this up, because that's a great sign of empathy, of wanting to explain your experience in a similar thing, making them feel less alone. I think it's very different. I think what you're doing would not feel like a one up, and it's just different. What you can just tell when someone's trying to one up you, as opposed to when they're sharing a similar experience. So I think just keep doing you, and that you're someone who comes at it with like a good heart. Like your intention behind whatever you're doing is gonna show through in your tone, right?
Yeah.
What do you feel?
I mean, I also feel like you could go, look, I'm not trying to one up. It's one sentence. Like, I'm not trying to one up you.
I know, but
sometimes
when you say I'm not trying to one up, it's almost like you're saying what you actually are trying to do. Like, I'm not trying to be racist, but like, here's this racist thing,
but,
you know?
Yeah. I've been around people where you'll tell like a crazy story and then they won't even listen to your story. You got to ask two questions before you get into your story.
Oh, that's a good practice.
Just ask a question
before
you
follow up with two questions.
Two questions. Then you could do your story. Be like, oh, that's interesting, because I actually have a story like that, which is way better. And your
story sucks.
That's
really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. I like the two question rule.
Yeah, the two question rule.
What were you just saying about when people... Oh, yeah, when people don't even ask. And, oh, man, there's something... My brain is not working today in terms of memory.
Oh, beluga head over there.
I know, right? Squishy jelly head beluga. All right. That was... thank you so much for listening to the show so much, and for, like, making... You know, I just feel like it's... How cool is it that she's like, I'm working on it? Like, I don't want to come across, but don't overthink it, because I think your intention is good, and just know that you're a good person and you're not trying to hurt anyone by doing it. And that's all you can really ask for. So don't overthink it. Don't be worried if people are mad at you or think that you're one way. Like, and if they do, they're wrong, and you know, you're working on it. Love it. Okay. Next, Fanthrax.
Okay. This one, hold on. I'll just play it.
Namaste, Nikki, Andrew, and Noah. My name is Pranav, and I'm from New Delhi, India.
Hmm.
and I just love your podcast. Oh, I've been listening to you since the U-Up days. So I've always wanted to tell you, Nikki, is that you are the main reason that I got into watching and listening stand-up comedians after watching the first appearance on Rogan. And then I got into this rabbit hole of the YouTube algorithm with other suggestions like Theo, Tom, Bert, Bobby Lee, and just so many more. Not just that, I love Sam Harris too.
Yes.
And his meditation app was life-changing.
Yeah.
You guys honestly feel like my good friends from the other side of the earth. So much positive vibes. And I hope that I get to meet you all someday.
Me too.
Sending you all the love from India. Don't be cur. And jackfruit.
Jackfruit!
I mean...
Oh my God, what is his name? Pranav. Oh my God, thank you so much. I loved hearing your list of comedians that you're into. I love that it got you into stand-up comedy. I'm so glad that my American woman sensibilities resonate with a man across the country, across the world, living in a totally different country than me. And like, we probably have such different lives, but like, it's all same vibes. I love it. It's so special to me that you listen. And
are you related to Deepa?
Oh my gosh.
Shit.
That's so fucking funny. Oh my God.
Honestly, that guy.
I want to know what his life is like, what he does for a living.
This guy, I could listen to his voicemail and just, I almost teared up. I'm not even kidding.
I get so emotional.
He's just like, he's such a kind person, dude. Yeah. Why can't everyone be kind? I'm not as kind. But I'd like to be.
You are. You really are.
I don't know. Today, I almost fucking lost it on this dude. The bench driving. Dude?
Oh.
He was like, you ever have someone on your ass?
Oh, my God. You and guys either going slow in front of you or tailing you. Like, driving with you you get mad at people more than most people do. I have to say.
I would argue that you get a little angry, too.
I don't get angry. I just steer around them. I really do, Andrew. I would have to say I don't. It's not like you like scream and are like fuck you, but like you get perturbed by people around you in the car more than most people I drive with.
I would argue then this, that you do things that get people upset in their car, and you say, why are you even reacting?
No, I don't feel like I have people react. I don't get honked at.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't, dude. No, I don't.
Okay.
Really? I get honked at?
Yes.
When?
I've seen you like go in the other lane to like get out of places and people are like, and you're just oblivious to it.
Oh, no, I know. They're just overreacting like you overreact to people that are doing their own thing because you always go, ah! And it's just like, just go around them, Andrew.
No, but my point is that person shouldn't be doing that if they were paying attention. And the guy that's on my ass that is... fucking like literally like inches from my ass, like fucking angry, going like this behind me. I'm not even angry yet.
Yeah. So what did you do? What happens in that situation? Do you slow down? Do you speed up? Like, what does that guy want you to even do?
So I knew he wanted to get around me, and he was mad at me for not going as fast as he wants me to go.
Right. So why doesn't he just go around you?
Hit the gas, and I didn't let him go around me. But then I had to make a U-turn anyways.
See, that's not the right reaction.
No,
just
I know.
Let him go around you.
Or why don't you just like move out of the way, and then when he would zoom past you, you just go back into
whenever
the lane
someone's
you were in.
Sometimes when people zoom past me when they're like super in a rush, I just go whoa, but I don't go and like get mad. Just let them go. They're just fucking angry people. Just when people are driving crazy, just or driving slow, either go around them because they're driving slow. But you go fucking what do you do? Like if someone's doing too slow in front of you, you get so angry. And if someone's
going too fast, you make me sound like a monster now.
It's not. You're not a monster. You just go like.
If they cut me off and they're not being aware, yes, I get a little perturbed. But I don't think I'm...
No, but the opposite. If you're in front of... If you're behind someone that's going a little too slow for your liking, or they're like trying to find an address, so they're kind of like braking, you can't even fathom that someone would ever do that, even though you've been that person before, is what
I'm saying. If you're on the highway and you're going 30 miles per hour, and you don't have your
just
hazards on.
Just go around
on,
them.
It could cause an accident. So then I get upset because I'm like, this person's them. Fucking causing well,
the, or call
shit.
The cops, but you going.
What's the number for the cops here? I don't know.
Can you imagine us calling the cops to explain
90-10-10?
And and to explain to them that a car is just going slow.
I mean,
on the
you would
right
do
lane.
Pretty good at it. Try to say the car is going slow.
A caro.
No, really, come on.
No, I am.
Caro?
That's a car.
No, it's not.
El carro.
Auto? I'm guessing it's something. Automobilo? Automobile?
I feel like car is caro.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Am I wrong?
Say, okay, so
I
caro,
mean, it does sound ridiculous.
So the caro is, it does, is going slow.
El carro es no rápido en la calle.
Is not fast
in the street.
A car is not. Can you imagine calling 911? A car is not fast in the
they're
street.
They're gonna go. You're not fast in your brain. That's what those.
I mean, I don't mean to make fun of people. That it's just so cute when you're trying to translate things and make it like
the only
of,
thing
you
that
don't
would
know
work
the word
is
for
like,
slow, so you say not fast.
Murder. If someone got murdered, I could go.
You'd be like no livo.
Yeah, no viva in la calle.
In the street?
No live in the street.
All right, let's get to the last Fanthrax, or one of the last.
Final thoughts.
Are we on final thoughts? Sorry, I'm on beluga whale searches. Okay, final thought.
I'm envisioning your brain like the beluga with the thing on, with your cape, with your...
Oh, yeah, the beluga whale, if they put on my device, it would just imprint so deeply. I mean, you got to see this, like the way the rubbery heads. You guys got to Google beluga squishy head. That's all you got to do and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's so satisfying. All right.
Okay, here's a quick mispronunciation story from Kaylee.
Hi, this is Kaylee from Atlanta. I wanted to share a story about a mispronounced word that I had. So you know how you can learn to spell certain words, you may say it more phonetically, like Wednesday would be Wednesday. Yes. Well, I did that for lingerie. When I was in college, my boyfriend at the time
lingerie.
And I were talking about lingerie. And in that conversation, I literally said lingerie. And the embarrassment
like
that I
me.
Felt from that moment still haunts me years later. So I just wanted to share that story.
Was she reading it?
And thank you for the pod. And I can't wait for Nikki's new show on E.
Oh, bye. Thanks, Kaylee. Was she reading it or was it just in her brain? Oh. The word looks like lingerie. So she
I
said
think
it
she
like
just
that.
Said lingerie to her boyfriend.
I love that. I love because I understand reading the word lingerie and just not having it in your mind and
yes.
It's just going like lingerie and being like what, but just to say that, to have words that you think of where you see the word and you are reading the word in your head is a different kind of thing.
And
lingerie
then one,
is great.
You do it one time, someone calls you out, and then every word is what the fuck is
oh my god.
What the fuck is this cheese but I'm trying to
well,
think.
Burgers,
I couldn't even. I couldn't think of one word.
Phonetic.
Yeah, what's one word?
Well, like, Whitney Cummings posted one with Giannis the other day of posthumously, where people say posthumously, which I said forever, and I still sometimes when I read the word I say colonel. I mean that's one that we got before.
I think you go with posthumous. Can we just say no?
Posthumously sounds so fun. It sounds just right when you say it, though.
For me, the other way.
Posthumously.
Posthumously.
But you know those, what about opossums? That's
yeah.
Posthumans. Why is there an O? I mean, there's got to be a reason.
Why
I actually started reading
xylophone?
This book.
Or why is xylophone not with a Z?
That's a good question, too. I started reading this book called The Evolution of Useful Things. It's how everyday artifacts from forks and pins to paperclips and zippers came to be as they are. And someone had recommended it in the subreddit books about like just simple things like that. Like why does xylophone have an X? Why do zippers look like that? Why do paperclips look like that? And it's, I'm going to find out. I like learning about those
too.
Like kind of simple things. So I'm excited to read that
book. The whole
book
is about that?
Yeah, it's called The Evolution of Useful Things by Henry Petrosky. I'm also going to read Murder on the Orient Express, and I'm also still making my way through the book.
Who are you getting these book recs from?
Just honestly, books on Reddit.
Oh.
The subreddit, because people are like, and there's called there's a subreddit called recommend me a book or something, recommend a book, and you just say the kind of book you want. Oh, and people cool. who know books yeah. will be like this. So fuck. Check that out too. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the show today and all this week. Shout out to New Delhi. Shout out to, what was the girl's name right before the New Delhi call? I didn't say her name. And Sarah. I feel like Sarah, thank you so much for your message asking about interrupting or, you know, sharing
we'll
things.
Get to Columbine.
We will get to Columbine next week. Love you guys so much. Do not be cut out there. And Jack Frost. Ripper.
Well, actually, it was Nikki.
Oh, yeah, it was Nikki. How could I forget? Jack Frost, Nikki. Jack Frost.
Jack Frost, Nikki. Jack Frost.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You got to check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off. Your first show.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.